Hey, good morning. Good morning. How are you guys? Good morning. Hey, good morning. Good morning. I am your apartment lady, LaShondra Grace, founder of the Apartment and Housing Rentals Foundation. How are you guys this morning? We are on day 76 for praying against evictions. And I do have a special announcement. Now, you guys, I have this special announcement, and it's almost like when I'm going through something, the Holy Spirit. One moment, you guys. Okay. So, I do want to do a special announcement for the ladies. Ladies, you know that every dark thing is happening in this world right now. I mean, everything is happening. I mean, we're in a spiritual war. And the devil is moving around and seeking whom he may devour. Now, I was in an incident where I could have been snatched up in someone's car, but I was paying attention to everything that was going on. Now, hindsight, I should have called the police right away when I figured, I was being followed, but I didn't. So, however, the gentleman, he followed me. He made some obscene comments. He said some really, really obscene comments and continued to follow me for almost a block. And that's when I should have called the police, right? However, when there were no cars around, he made a turn and tried to block me off. But at that time, I had already stopped walking when I noticed, something else was getting ready to happen. I already started stopped walking, and I got on my phone and proceeded to call the police. But he had already blocked me off. And when he saw me get on my phone, he definitely sped off really fast. Now, ladies, I'm telling you guys, don't be on your phone talking while you're walking down the streets. Everything is happening today. Everything is happening today. Don't be on the phone talking on, don't be on the phone while you're walking down the streets. I don't care if it's just to a bus stop. I mean, I was a block and a half away from my from one of my friends' house. I mean, I didn't have to get into the car to go to her house. It was just a block and a half away. And it was about 5 p.m., so it was in the daytime, and this happened. Okay. Don't walk up to people cars. No man should be riding around trying to pick up women, especially in a time such as this. And so I could imagine that this is what he did. I mean, this wasn't a one-time incident. Because he was very bold about it. Don't walk up to people, cars, girls, ladies. Don't do it. And don't walk around with your phone, talking on your phone and being distracted. You have to be vigilant, sober-minded. The Bible tells us that. We're in a dark world right now where anything goes, any manner of evil goes, and it's all happening. Ladies, be careful. And I have this post that I'll put up on all my social media sites, just telling you, women, what you should do. And even when you're parking your car, you have to be careful. Don't park your car next to a truck or a van, or don't let yourself get blocked in when you're driving. Don't let yourself, get blocked into a situation where you have no way out. It's getting bad out here. And so you guys know, first thing, You know, they stole my Honda. And now tried to steal me. I mean, are you kidding me? You guys, this is horrible. Now, I would imagine the fact that I'm buying up the spirit of fear and doing all these prayers, that of course, I'm going to come under some forms of attack. But God didn't give us the spirit of fear, so yeah. I'm not fearful. That didn't work. Get thee behind me, Satan. But really, it's real. This, everything that's going on in this world, all these bad things, it's real. And it is a spirit. The devil is out there. Don't fool yourself to think these things are just happening. No, these are spirits walking around here doing all type of stuff. The spirit of fear, the spirit of anger, the spirit of confusion. That murdering spirit, lying spirit, gossiping spirit, the spirit of fornication, all type of things, manner of things that's going on when it comes to sex. You have to be vigilant. You have to understand that this is real. I'm the apartment lady. I do apartments. I do eviction prevention, second chance rentals. And here I'm here praying 76 days, praying live, because this is real. This is real. This spiritual war that we're in is real. And so my scripture for today was John 10:10. The thief came but to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus, it's always a but. When you see a but, then that means there's another alternative. But God, but Jesus came that we may have life and life more abundantly. So I don't want you to be fearful. But at the same time, I want you to be sober-minded and vigilant and watch what you're doing. Pay attention to what you're doing and how you're doing it. Pay attention to your surroundings. Seriously. Okay. I got eviction news today. Let me do my eviction news. We have eviction news today. Erica Gibbs, how are you? Edwards Gibbs, how are you? Good morning. Thank you. You know what, Erica? Good morning, how are you? Thank you, Erica, because you've been following, supporting the whole nine yards. Thank you. And it's been for years. And so I'm glad to see your face this morning. Thank you. Spencer, you've been able to get back on. Love the new setup. I like how in the back we can see the word believe. That's basically all we need in life. We need to believe. With believing, anything is possible. Yes, I'm telling you. I found that little plaque, that Believe plaque, last Christmas. And that has been one of my staples every time. And it seems like every time, you know, I'm praying or just thinking about things and working, that plaque is there to remind me, just believe, LaShondra. So you're right. Thank you, Spencer. Good morning. Great to be back. Cannot wait for you to hear what you have to say today. I know it would be amazing and incredible as always. Spencer, thank you so much. Thank you. I'm glad to see you back too. I'm like, okay, where's Spencer? That was yesterday. Erica, good morning. Good morning, Erica. Good morning. Denise Campbell, Nisi. Good morning, Nisi. How are you? Good morning. I know you're one of the other people that is always good morning, sharing the post. Thank you so much, Nisi, for your support. I think I posted that the other day. Like, I really appreciate you because people just don't know what. I mean, all of us are living in this world that we're in right now. And it's tough, y'all. I'm not going to sit up here and tell y'all it's not tough. It's tough. But God. Okay. God is the supplier, the provider of all our needs. And all we have to do is trust him. So that's what these prayers are about. But let me do my eviction news, because let's do this eviction news really quick. Okay. But we're going to do this eviction news because you guys already know. Evictions, they're happening. They're happening fast. They're happening quick. They're happening a lot, and they're happening now. So this right here is about a mediation program. I want to, and we'll be able to listen. So I will put on, I'll let you guys listen.
A new program in Blaine County is seeking to prevent evictions. As Rachel Cohen reports, it's part of an ongoing effort to address an affordable housing shortage.
Blaine County and the City of Ketchum are contracting with Neuro Mediation Group to provide free mediation for landlord-tenant issues in a year-long pilot program. Carol Barks, the founder of the Mediation Group, has run eviction mediation programs in court systems in the Treasure Valley and Nevada. She says the effort in Blaine County is unique because an intervention happens before an eviction notice is filed.
It means that parties don't have to go through the conflict and contention associated with filing lawsuits and the cost associated with that as well.
Instead, the mediators rely on Blaine County organizations to have their finger on the pulse to notify them of potential conflicts. Burke says her group is not only there to advocate for tenants, but to find solutions for both parties.
Maybe it's a payment plan. Maybe it's rectifying some tenant issues that are occurring on the premises.
Ketchum officials say the $50,000 contract with Neuromediation funded by the local governments could help 90 households avoid displacement. Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.
Ah, this is so awesome. You guys, so this was talking about a new mediation program. So you already know, I have been saying forever, going to court is not going to help anyone. And so they need to do that mediation. So, you know, Apartment Housing Rentals Foundation, that's what we do. We do the mediation. We try to prevent the court, the visit to the court. We try to prevent the eviction from even happening. And the only way you can do that is through mediation. And so what, Eddie, we are on day 76. And I've been telling them, we have to do some mediation. We have to do some mediation. We have to do some mediation because the landlord-tenant relationship, it won't work without neither party. As I said yesterday, the landlords, if they don't have any tenants, they don't have a rental property. And the tenants, if they don't have a landlord, they don't have a rental property. And so going to court, doing the eviction protection programs, of course, that's not going to work. Because once they get the eviction on their name, you guys already know. Once they get the eviction on their name, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. Once they get the eviction on their name, it's a wrap. And so I'm super excited to go through these news stories and see that they're actually paying attention. Somebody's paying attention. So now they have a mediation program where they're trying to mediate the situation before it even comes to court. So everybody else, all these other counties and states, they need to follow what they're doing right now because that's the only way. We have to pay the landlords. And as they said, they want equitable solutions. I've been praying for equitable solutions. We have to pay the landlords. We have to pay the landlords and stop the people from being evicted. We have to pay the landlords. And don't get me wrong, it's not just about paying the landlords. There are some things behind it, but that's not what you guys want to hear. The bottom line is we have to pay the landlords. We have to pay the landlords and stop these people from being evicted. This world is just, no. Yeah. Yeah, that's why we have to pay the landlords. Let's get right into prayer. I just wanted to jump into prayer this morning, but let's just get right into prayer right now. Okay, our verse for today It's coming from, oh, you guys, I gotta put a banner up. It's Giving Tuesday. Pastor Kumar, good morning. How are you? I have to put that banner up, you guys, because it's Giving Tuesday. It is Giving Tuesday. That's one of the biggest giving days for nonprofits across the United States. And so here is the donation link. You guys, come on. Come on. It's time to donate. It's time to donate. It's time to put our money together so that we can prevent as many evictions as possible. As you already know, Apartment Housing Renters Foundation is a 501c3 organization. So depending on the amount of your donations are tax exempt. Okay. It's time to donate, you guys. It's time to put our money together and stop as many evictions as possible. The people that I'm seeing evicted the most are the people that have our children. Our children are our future. That's our future. We cannot see our future out on the streets like that. And so I'm getting my age bracket for the people that's getting evicted the most is between 20 to 45. Now, from the ages of 20 to 45. These are the ages that have our future. These are the ages that have our children. The children are getting displaced at a time where we're trying to get them back into school. But now they're homeless and they'll be uprooted from the school that they're in and possibly placed in another school. You guys probably already know if you've been following me for a long time, I went to 8 different grammar schools in my life. And that's because I was a foster child. I went to 8 different grammar schools in my life. And life was not easy trying to find a way to be stable when you're going to 8 different grammar schools in your life. This is what these children are facing right now when these families are being evicted. They're facing getting pushed around from school to school. We can't do that. The children are our future. I'm talking about 14, 15, on down to, you know, one day. They're our future right now. Now, don't get me wrong. I do want help for the 16, 17, 18-year-olds, but that's going to take another type of help. But right now, we need to protect our future, and that's our children, I'm telling you. The children are our future. These are the people that's going to be the leaders. These are the people that's going to carry on any legacy that we have. They have the responsibility to carry those legacies on. Don't you want them to be protected? Don't you want them to be safe? Who do you think going to school, government? Who do you think going to school if they don't have any place to go? Now, the shelters are packed up. Everybody knows the shelters are packed. We've been doing these stories. I've been doing these stories, and the shelters are packed. So wait, where are they going to go? The landlords are now trying to evict for capacity laws. Federal government, you got to wake up. You got to do something. You can't allow this to happen. You can't allow this to happen. I don't know what the employer is going to do. You know, the big companies, Walmart, Amazon. What are you guys going to do? Because nobody's going to work homeless. Nobody's going to work homeless. How are we going to spur our economy if everybody is homeless? What about our future? What about our children? You're uprooting them. You're allowing them to get uprooted and shuffled around. And what type of life is that? This is not just about poor people. I'm just going to let you know. The people that's coming into the Apartment Housing Rentals Foundation program, it's the middle class down. It's not just about poor people. Because in some states, if your rent was $2,500, you owe about $40,000. Come on now. Now, the middle class, they were the ones who were losing their jobs during the pandemic. They were not working. Their jobs were getting downsized or just the job just wasn't there. They were the ones who were losing their job because we still had the minimum wage jobs because we had to keep the Walmarts open. However, No, we, federal government, you guys have to, you got to do something. You can't just sit out up and let this happen. Now, I said, you know, I'm not playing the blame game, but at the end of the day, we had 2 years to try to figure out how we were going to come out of this pandemic. We had 2 years. The people were on stay-at-home orders for 2 years. The world was, I want to say, snail mail. It was like a snail for 2 years. Things were not moving for 2 years. And so you would think that they would have had a plan. We would have had a plan to come out of these COVID-19 protections. So all they did was they snatched all the protections away and letting the cards fall as they may. Are you serious? That's not how. You had 2 years to plan for this. Now, what are you going to do? Nobody's going back on a stay-at-home order. So now you have to work fast. Now you have to try to keep up with what's going on. Everything starts with shelter. Everything starts with shelter. Nobody's going to work if they're not sheltered. The kids are not going to school if they're not sheltered. Everything starts with shelter. I mean, we're already going through this crime spurt because the world is so dark. We're already going through this. And what do you think is going to happen to the crime if these people are put out on the streets and forced to live from pillar to post and live with other people and there are no shelters? I mean, I had one of my members, she was in the shelter with her children. But then her daughters, but there were men in the shelter too. That's how bad it is. So there are single men in shelters with women with children in the same room. And so she couldn't sleep. She said at night she don't sleep because she have to watch over her daughters because of the men that's in the shelters. This is how bad it is. This is how bad, this is what's going on. This stuff is going on. I had a landlord call me this morning and tell me he has an available unit. And he said that he had a prospective client, tenant, but that tenant was just evicted November 2nd. So obviously he didn't give her that apartment. This is what's happening. I have my people from other states just now. I'm in Illinois. I have this apartment is in Illinois. I have people from other states. They're outpriced with the rent, even if they didn't get evicted, even if their landlord didn't go to court and they were able to leave and get out. Now they're staying in hotels for $400 a week. Hotels, one room, $400 a week with four children, five children, three children. Come on, you guys. Government, federal government, there are some solutions. There are some solutions, and everything starts with housing. Nothing happens if people aren't sheltered. So this right here, this housing thing, it's gonna shut everything down because you have people, you have thousands of people getting evicted every single week. And I am not exaggerating, thousands. Come on. All right, let's pray. The verse for today is, and we're on our YouVersion app. We're in our YouVersion app, the verse for today. I didn't even look at the verse for today. The verse for today is Matthew chapter 6, verse 3. But when you give to someone in need, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Amen. Amen. So basically, what he's saying is, if you're going to give, you don't have to have a parade to let people know, like, okay, I got a parade. I gave to anyone. So okay, I gave to someone. I want to let everybody know I just gave to a homeless person. Things like that. Are you serious? However, nobody has to know what you donated on this Giving Tuesday. Put your donations in right now. It's Giving Tuesday. It's time for us to act. And one of the things that we need to do is we need to start pulling our money together. Renters, we have 37% of the United States. Renters make up 37% of the United States. Nobody should be homeless. Nobody should be homeless. I mean, yeah. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you right now with praise and thanksgiving, saying thank you for your grace and your mercy, your love, your understanding, your wisdom, your knowledge, your power. your provision, Father. Healing, comfort, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, before I come before your throne, I ask that you forgive my sins and the sins of the soul that's under the sound of my voice, even up into this very second. Father, you said that we put our plans before you, you would establish them. You said if we seek you first, your kingdom and your righteousness, that all these plans will be added unto us. You said if we lift you up, you would lift us up, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, you know what's going on, Father. And you know, it seems like every day is getting worse and worse. Every day it's getting worse and worse. And that's why I'm pleading with the people to turn their lights on, because it's a dark world, but they all have a light in them, and all they have to do is turn their lights on, activate their faith, activate their power, turn their light on. Who wants to live in the dark? Nobody wants to live in the dark. That's why if people get their utilities cut out, there's nothing they could do. They're on a standstill if they get their utilities cut out. Nobody wants to live in the dark. However, Father, I need you to tell them that all they have to do to be the light, now it's time for us to be the light. You already put the power in them to be the light. We need them to turn their lights on, Father, in the name of Jesus. Turn their lights on. How do they turn their lights on, Father? They confess with their mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in their heart that he died for their sins, and turn their light on. Turn their light on. It is dark. When it get dark, the people are going to come to the light. They're going to run to the light. Turn their light on. I know, Father, they're so used to being in a situation where we have the celebrities and things like that. So they're so used to having one light on the stage and all of them just gathered toward and trying to get as close to that one light, and you have a million people, one person on one stage and a million people trying to get to that light. And I'm telling them, they are the light. They are the light. They need to turn their lights on. They need to confess with their mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in their heart that he died for their sin, and turn their light on. Get the Holy Spirit in them. Get adopted into the family of believers, the family of faith. In the name of Jesus, turn their light on. Turn their light on. Turn their light on. Turn their light on for their children. In the name of Jesus, they have our future. Oh, Father, they are letting our future be put out on the street. We cannot do that to our future, Father. We cannot let our future be put out on the streets, Father. In the name of Jesus, we can't let our futures be abused, Father. In the name of Jesus, taken advantage of, Father. In the name of Jesus, because if they don't have that shelter, they don't have that stability, then they're out there. They're out there, and anything goes today. There is no morality in this world today. The devil is doing his job. I'm not going to even, Father, he's doing his job. He's doing his job. But you told us, the believers, that we should go ye therefore and make disciples of all the nations. That's so important. That's so important, because we need the nations to turn their lights on. We need the people to turn their light on. It's too dark. We need them to turn their light on. And all they have to do is confess with their mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in their heart that he died for their sin and get adopted and have the Holy Spirit get in them, into them, so that they'd have all type of discernment and wisdom and insight. And I've already been asking you, Father, to give them some spiritual eyes. So when that happens, they can open their spiritual eyes. And then you said your sheep know your voice. And so when that happens, they can open their spiritual ears. Turn their light on. I mean, Father, they tried everything else. Now we're at the point that, I mean, it's not a situation where your back is up against a brick wall and there's a concrete wall in front of you. You're boxed in. Father, tell them they're living in boxes that they don't have to be in. There are no limits, Father, in the name of Jesus. You've broken every chain. You can break every chain that has them subdued in the name of Jesus, that have them immobilized in the name of Jesus, that have them afraid in the name of Jesus, that have them worried, depressed, suicidal. You have broken these chains so many times. You're Alpha and Omega. Let them know that if they turn their light on, those chains are going to fall off. Now, don't get me wrong, Father. I'm not telling them like, okay, you're going to turn your, the chains are just going to melt off. I'm saying if they turn their light on, the boxes, the size of the boxes, they're definitely going to fall. And then it's, of course, it's up to them because it's activated when we activate that light, when they activate that faith. Of course, it's up to them to start thanking you. They have a reason to thank you as soon as they turn their light on and the sides of the boxes just fall. They have a reason to thank you. Thank you, God, for giving me light. Thank you, God, for letting me see. Thank you, God, for taking me out this box that I consider my world. Father, in the name of Jesus. There's this cartoon. I got grandchildren, Father. You know that there's this cartoon, it's called Box Trolls. And the trolls, they live in these boxes. And that's what I see the people doing, Father. I see the people living in boxes. And these boxes, they consider these boxes their world. And so they can't even see 10 feet away. They can't see 10 feet away. Whatever the perimeter of their box is, then that's their world. That's what they can see, Father. Then I see them pulling things into their world. And when they're done, pushing it back out because they're in these boxes. But you said they don't have to. You said that you're taking the limits off. The limit has been taken off of me because I've confessed with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. And I totally believe that he's died for my sin. But God, you're saying that you will take the limits off for them too. You want to take the limits off for them. And all I have to do is confess with their mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in their heart that he died for their sin and turn their light on, get adopted, get the Holy Spirit within them and start activating that faith. As soon as that happens, their faith will be activated and then they can start using it. It's impossible to please you without it. Can't do it without faith. Mm-mm. But we can do all things. We can do all things. Nothing is impossible with faith. Nothing is impossible with faith. Tell them, Father, tell them, turn their lights on. Remind me of another movie, Limitless. Took a little pill and he was able to do anything. And that's what you put in them. You already put it in them. That measure of faith that every man already have in them. It's almost like that limit, that limitless pill. It's already in them. And all they have to do is activate it. So they don't have to swallow the pill. The pill is already in them. The faith is already in them. Every man has been given a measure of faith. And with faith the size of a mustard seed can move mountains. That little limitless pill, that was way bigger than the mustard seed. We're talking about way bigger than the mustard seed. So imagine what you have. You have that limitless faith in you. You have that power in you. You don't have to walk around with your head down. Even though the world is dark, even though all type of things are happening in this world, they have the power. They have the power already within them, and all they have to do is activate it. It's, Father, I'm pleading, Father. I'm pleading with them, Father, because guess what? I'm not selling anything. I don't have to sell God. It's the God that if anything happened to you, some unforeseen circumstance happened to you, you're going to pray to some God. And usually you're praying to the one true God, but you don't know who you're praying to. But if you haven't confessed Jesus Christ, really don't know who you're praying to, but guess what? You know there's a God. You know there's another force behind everything that's going on. You know that. You know that. You know there's a God, because let something happen. Let something happen. Let you get sick or an accident or whatever. Let something happen. You're praying to a God. For sure, you're praying to a God. And so I don't have to say, oh, God, it's God. I'm telling you how to lift your head up, how to have confidence, how to be loved, how to be cared for. I'm telling you how to get where our help come from. I'm telling you how to get saved. I'm telling you how to not be in the dark. I'm telling you how to take the limits off. I'm telling you how to break the chains. I'm telling you how to have wisdom and knowledge. It's not about education. Wisdom is, and knowledge is not about education. I'm telling you that God said, if any man lack wisdom, he can ask for it from him, and he will give it to them freely. I'm telling you how to get the promises. I'm telling you how to get your prayers answered. Father, tell them. Confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in your heart that he died for your sins. I'm telling you how to do this so that you don't just fall. That's so that you don't just fall. It's not about stumbling. People are falling left and right. I'm talking about if it's not physically falling, it's falling prey to some spirit. Self-control. That's a spirit. Lack of self-control. So when they get angry or they have some type of emotion, they don't even know how to deal with it. I'm telling you, God will help you with that. That is one of the fruits of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit will help you with your mouth, you know, mouthing off, talking anything, speaking death into your life. All that. You can be helped with all that if you turn your light on, if you activate your faith. You don't have to be out here aimless. You don't have to be out here aimless. And that's what you are right now. Father, tell them. They're out here aimless. They're just living. Really? God made us in his own image. He made us in his own image. You don't have to be out here like some corpse, just living. Father, tell them, you've put all type of dreams into them. You gave them all type of gifts and you want them to use them, but guess what? They cannot use them in the dark. They may be creative. They may be good with words. They may be a writer. They may be a teacher. They may be a doctor. They may be a scientist. They may be a programmer, a marketer, an advertiser. Or just a retailer. You put all it, but you put all those gifts in them. And guess what? Can't be anything in the dark. And if the dark is within you and your gift is within you too, then you have to turn your light on. You got to turn your light on. You want a different life? Turn your light on. You want to stop being so scared and panicking? Turn your light on. You tired of having these anxiety attacks? Turn your light on. You don't want to be panicking? Turn your light on. You don't want to be put out? Turn your light on. You don't want to have your head bumped over and over and over because that's, oh gosh. Turn your light on. You want to stop falling? Turn your light on. You want to do better for your kids? Turn your light on. You want to do better for you? Turn your light on. How do you turn your light on? Confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. Believe in your heart that he died for your sin. Just try it. Are you kidding me? What do you got to lose? Turn your light on. You scared to turn your light on? You scared what you're going to see? When you turn your light on and you get the Holy Spirit in you, then everything that's in you that you don't want in you, this is your chance to talk to God. I'm praying right now to God. I'm praying to him. Father, tell them. This is their chance to anything that they want to say, anything they want to get out. When they turn their light on, they have the ability, the ability to talk to you and get it all out, let it all out, let everything out, things that they've been holding in, things that they feel like they're going to take to the grave, because you already know them. You've known them before they were born. You already know them. You know every hair of head on their hair. You knew them in the womb. You already know them, and that's what they need to understand. And you love them. That's what grace and mercy is for. You're still calling them, even though they're in the dark, even though in the dark, you don't know what you're doing. You're fumbling around in the dark. You're doing all type of manners of sins. There's the sins of the spirit. There's the sin of the flesh. You're beating your bodies up. Gluttony. I mean, overeating, overdrinking, everything you do it in excess because you don't have no self-control. But God, I'm telling you, turn your light on. Turn your light on. There's help for that. God wants to help with that. He talks about that all the time. There's a promise to help for that. Turn your light on. Turn your light on. I don't have any other message, Father. I don't have any other message. I need them to turn their lights on. It's hard to work with people in the dark. You can't do anything in the dark. What can you do in the dark? I need them to turn their lights on, Father, to tell them, confess with their mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in their heart that he died for their sin. Father, I'm asking for more time in the name of Jesus in this rental industry. We need more time, Father, in the name of Jesus. And then equitable solutions, Father, in the name of Jesus. We need to pay these landlords, Father, in the name of Jesus. But you already know, Father, there's a plan so that when we pay the landlords, Father, in the name of Jesus, we'll give the tenants some time to get back on their feet, to get back to work. And then while we're working on paying the landlords, Father, I need you to open the door for some jobs, Father, in the name of Jesus. I need them to turn their lights on, Father, in the name of Jesus, so that the lazy spirit, because that's there too. I mean, that's what these are the spirits that the pandemic brought into this world, and they all walking around. And so that lazy spirit, Father, I want to bind that spirit up in the name of Jesus. And I want you to open the doors for the jobs, Father, in the name of Jesus, while we're paying the landlords and keeping the shelter over them and our future's heads, Father, in the name of Jesus. I believe that everything that I'm saying is always already working its way to fruition, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I want to call out, there's some people that I want to pray for, Father. Don't want to call out their name, Father, but I really want you to touch them, Father, in the name of Jesus. You know who I'm talking about, Father. I want you to heal, Father. There's a doctor's report that's supposed to come in, Father. Make it favorable, Father, in the name of Jesus. We're looking for favorable reports, Father, in the name of Jesus. I want complete healing, Father. I don't want healing of the symptoms, Father. I want a complete healing, Father, in the name of Jesus. Darlene Jones, Father, in the name of Jesus. I'm so grateful for what you did for her, Father, in the name of Jesus, and that blessing that she has, Father, in the name of Jesus. I'm just so grateful, Father. And so, Father, I want you to continue to put your loving arms around her, Father, in the name of Jesus. Erica Edwards Gibbs, Father, in the name of Jesus. I want you to prosper her, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those gifts that she's trying to use, Father, in the name of Jesus. She's been trying to put the information out, letting people know about resources, Father. I've been seeing her page. She's been letting people know about resources, Father. But there's a business in her, Father, and I want you to expand that business that she has, Father, in the name of Jesus, that gift that you have within her, Father, in the name of Jesus. I want you to cover my church family, Father, in the name of Jesus. Some of them are out traveling, taking care of your business, Father, in the name of Jesus. And so I want you to give them traveling grace, Father, in the name of Jesus. Put your loving arms around them, Father, while they're in these different states, Father, in the name of Jesus, taking care of your business, Father, so that we can continue to go ye therefore, in the name of Jesus, at St. Luke Missionary Baptist Church, Father, in the name of Jesus. And then I want you, Father, to increase this children's ministry, Father, in the name of Jesus. Put the plans out there for that ministry, Father, in the name of Jesus. Because even if the parents don't want to turn their lights on, Father, our future, if they get in the church, they turn their light on. they would turn their light on happily. And guess what? And it's not that they wouldn't understand what was going on. They know exactly what is going on. When my grandchildren, 10-year-old, 7-year-old Zion, decided to get baptized, we talked about the Bible for 4 hours. No TV, no phone, no anything. I had that Bible right there. They asked me all type of questions in the name of Jesus. And then they decided, yeah, I do want to be saved in the name of Jesus, because our future, that's why it's our future, because our future is something else. And so, Father, I'm asking you to give me the plans for this children's ministry, Father, in the name of Jesus, and then increase the children that's going to come in the doors, Father, in the name of Jesus, so that these children have some time to get planted into, so that these children have some meals, that they don't have a breakfast or have a sandwich to go home with, Father, in the name of Jesus, in case there's no food at home, Father. We need to protect our future, Father, in the name of Jesus. And so I'm asking you, Father, to increase that ministry, Father, in the name of Jesus, to increase the Apartment Housing Rentals Foundation capacity, Father, in the name of Jesus. I believe that everything I'm asking for is already done. Father, I'm asking you to strengthen me, Father, in the name of Jesus, so that I can continue to build these programs, Father, in the name of Jesus, so that I can continue to spread these seeds, Father, in the name of Jesus. I know that everything that I'm praying, it's already working its way to fruition, because I'm putting faith behind it, because it's all about faith. I'm putting faith behind it, and nothing is impossible with faith. Nothing is impossible with faith. And so I'm putting my faith behind these prayers, Father, in the name of Jesus. I'm believing you. I'm getting ready to spend one of these promises right now. You said I can ask anything in your name and it will be given to me. And so I'm going to spend that promise right now on this prayer, Father, in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, guys. Amen. 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 Okay, you guys. Thank you. Thank you. Pastor Kumar. Yes, sister, how are you? God bless you from India. We're all here by, we're all fine. Thank you, Pastor Kumar. You know, I'm always praying for you guys, and I'm still praying that I get out there and to you guys. Well, it's been 10 years, but guess what? You went from four branch ministries to 13 to 12. So God is continuously increasing your ministry. So you're good. I'm always praying for you. Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. Mr. Kelvin Tatterton, good morning. God bless you. Thank you so much. God bless you too. And thank you for standing in agreement with these prayers in the name of Jesus. It's all about being in solidarity. Jesus said, when two or more are gathered in my name, I am there. And so I'm so grateful for everyone. I'm talking about Pastor Kumar, Mr. Kelvin Tatterton from YouTube, Pastor Kumar from Facebook, Spencer Stoddard from LinkedIn, Erica Gibbs from Facebook, Denise Campbell from Facebook. I'm so grateful for you guys being on here and just standing in solidarity. When two or more are gathered in my name, I am here. We have the power. We have the power. We have the power. And if you see any, and if you see someone today, tell them, you know, ask them, do they know Jesus Christ? Ask them, do they know that there's a measure of faith in them? Ask them, do they know that God put a measure of faith in every single one of them? And and tell them that measure of faith is almost like walking around with millions of dollars and you ain't even know you had. Tell them, say hi to someone, guys. Give someone, show someone love. Be nice. Be the smile today. The smile. Yesterday, I'm like, the smile. The smile. Be the smile for someone today, you guys. God add you. Amen. Blitzer you. Amen. In Jesus' name, and God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm taking any blessing when it comes in my Lord's name, because guess what? If it wasn't from my lawyer, you wouldn't be able to say it. I'm just going to let you know that right now. But don't get me wrong, you guys. Don't be fooled. The devil know the Bible just like it's more than you guys. I'm telling you, the devil do. And I want you to be vigilant. I want you to be sober-minded. I want you to start paying attention. And I also want you to turn your lights on. Mr. Kelvin, thank you so much. I'm so grateful. You guys, don't forget to donate. If Giving Tuesday, donate. There's the Cash App, the APT lady. And then I'll be back tomorrow at 8 a.m. Ladies, watch your surroundings. I mean, this man tried to take me. Watch your surroundings. You have don't walk around with the phone up to your ear and talking. Watch your surroundings. You can get from point A to point B without that phone. Okay. If you don't, then you're setting yourself up from not even making it to point B. I'm just trying to tell you. All right. I'm LaShondra Graves, the apartment lady, and I'm out. God bless you guys. I love you guys. I'm out.